Gossip. Thank you guys for checking out another great episode on gossip. Remember, gossip is what's true to you. It may not be true amongst the masses, but it's true to us. Don't forget to get the book, Rise of the Black Woman. The latest version is on Amazon for like $15, written by Kanoon Morel. This book will be historic. I promise you it will stand the test of time. Stop by our store, ninthdimension.com, and pick up some soul apparel. Now back to the episode. Gossip. Thank you guys for showing up today. Today I want to talk to you guys about appreciation. I think that we have stopped being grateful for that in which people do, and we think that it's just a everyday thing, or that's what they supposed to do. And because we get into this, that's what we used to. Oh, such and such always do that. That's what I'm used to. Like, because we have gotten comfortable with things being or appearing, because we have gotten comfortable with things being or appearing to be something that is normal, when everything really is not quite as normal as you think it may be. And the reason why it's not as normal as you think it may be is because of the word choices. People have a choice. And so when a person have a choice, they can always do or choose to play things two different ways. So because a person always does something doesn't mean that they will always continue to do it. But because they do it, it's a choice that they made. And because they made that choice, there needs to be some appreciation, gratefulness. We have to be grateful. As I just look at life as it is currently, right? I'm able to get up, work every day, leave the house, go do what I want to do, spend money, make money, you know what I'm saying? Do what I want to do. Spend time with a woman. Spend time with the children. I'm just able to do what I want to do daily. You know what I'm saying? And really, just like, okay, well, I'm able to do what I want to do freely for the most part, because there's still boundaries on the nigga. But pretty much I can do anything that I want to do freely, provided I have a certain type of paperwork. Because this country has moved off of paperwork. So those that are in jail, obviously, they can't move freely. You know what I'm saying? And they caged up. They can only do so much. You know what I'm saying? And that's messed up. I don't understand why when brothers do get out of jail, they don't appreciate their freedom. Like, I don't understand why they still... And I know don't nobody choose to go back. But what are you doing to counteract going back? Like, a lot of these brothers just get out and they go right back into doing the same thing versus appreciating their freedom. If you appreciated your freedom, like I did when I got out and I didn't do no time. I just went to jail and I had enough. Because I'm like, fuck these motherfuckers. Like, ain't nobody got control over me. So I decided to do something about it. And so I started to study the law. Not saying that they still won't lock me up, you know what I'm saying? Because we dealing with criminals. But I enjoyed my freedom, so I figured out a way to do something about it so I could stay free. Versus still doing the same thing and getting the same result. I figured I'd try to change the result if I'm going to continue to live the same life I live. And the life I live is, I'm God. And as calling myself such, I know how to conduct myself as a man. I know how to respect other men and women. I shall not do no harm, and no harm shall be done upon me. So I appreciated my freedom. And one thing that I think a lot of us miss at times, and this is going to be some shit that should hit home with everybody, and if it don't, you ain't really recognize where you at. The only reason we live the way we live today is not because, oh, it's 2023. No, that is not it at all. What it is rules. What are the laws? Because you or us as a people haven't learned how to collectively come together to be the ruling class. So therefore, we elect politicians and people that are paid by bureaucrats, and they make the laws. At least that's how it is currently, until we get a dictator. So what my point is that we live the way we live because of the laws. At any day, the laws could change to where they say you can't drive no more. Something as simple as that. And people, it may be far-fetched to think, like, oh, well, ain't nobody gonna do nothing like that. Or ain't nobody gonna do... Listen, we live the way we live today because of the laws that are created by the ruling class. When the ruling class decide to change the laws, they make the non-ruling class oblige. And we can all talk about, okay, well, they're going to have to kill me. Well, they just would do that. Are you comfortable with that? Versus just talking about it. Or saying it. So we have to appreciate the life we live at this moment. And if we want to continue to live this type of free life that we live in right now, based off my opinion and the stuff that I've come to understand and comprehend, we better learn how to work together quickly. And we got to come out of this matrix. They trying to put us in a whole nother matrix with technology. And I just leave it at that. Technology is a whole nother matrix they trying to shift us into. Why? Because they the ruling class. And the lower class will just oblige. But if you know what I know, and you want to protect your freedom, I advise that we go the opposite direction. That's just my opinion, based on what I know. So we got a choice to make. And trust and believe me, the choice is coming sooner than later. It's coming sooner than later. And so we got to appreciate life. We got to appreciate the fact that they ain't start charging everybody for damn air yet. They're already charging some of the elderly for air, just to breathe. They're charging us for water. And we won't say shit about it. We just, okay, we're going to pay for water. Like, come on, man. Like, come on, for real. Like, you will pay for air later. That's what, I think that's what part of the COVID plan was. I know it's part of the plan to go into Mars, because I bet you they finna turn this bitch into Mars in the next 100 years. This will be Mars. And that's just due to my understanding of the world. But we gotta appreciate where we at. We got to appreciate where we at. And so we gotta appreciate life. We gotta be thankful that we can eat what we want, drink what we want, see who we want, kiss our family, kiss our loved ones. You know what I'm saying? We gotta be thankful for these things. And so we need to be appreciative for life. Men, my brothers, my nigga, we gotta be thankful that we men. The fact that we strong, we can move shit, we can do shit when we need to, when we want to. We got to be thankful that right now the ruling class is a patriarchy, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? That shit is thankful. Not saying that the matriarch will be bad on us. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying be thankful for the present time. Be thankful for the present time. Be thankful that in this present time, you being a man, you have an advantage. And black men definitely be thankful and very appreciative, because at this time, you have an advantage, even though they on our neck. They ain't smashed our heads yet. We have the ability to buckle down and work hard to still be able to accumulate, accomplish, see the world, you know what I'm saying? Talk to these beautiful ass sisters, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got to be thankful for them, because without them, this life definitely wouldn't be worth living. I promise you, at least not for me now. Some of you other Negroes, I can't say. But for me, I am super thankful for these sisters. We can critically think, be able to think our way out of jams, you know what I'm saying? Being able to just logically put one and two together. You know what I'm saying? Without getting emotionally involved and just thinking like okay, what is the best move to make in order to get the best outcome? If not the best, the most efficient outcome. You know what I'm saying? Like, just being able to do the math. Because that's a major part of our part. Nigga, do the math. You supposed to add, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Add it up. You know what I'm saying? We work off shapes and numbers. So we got to add it up. And then we should be thankful for that ability to look at the world as such. You know what I'm saying? Our masculine energy gives us a certain prowessness about ourselves. It puts us in a place where we feel like what most would just say, oh, that's our ego. Nigga egotistical. You know what I'm saying? Your masculinity, your testosterone. Be appreciative of that. Because without that, you'll be something else. And so we have to be thankful for that. Be appreciative for that, of that. You know what I'm saying? If you got a good woman that cooks for you, cleans for you, massages your back, sucks your dick, like she lets you do what you want to do with her when you're in the bed, like appreciate that woman. When the last time you told her thank you after you just finished doing what you do? Because I know you're in there trying to kill her. Most of y'all niggas be in there trying to kill, I'm gonna kill you. Like, I'm going to put this dick down. You know what I'm saying? And so, but when the last time you put that dick down and then you hopped up and was like, thank you, baby. I appreciate it. Because without you, this wouldn't happen. Thank you. I appreciate it. How many, when the last time you did that? When the last time you told her, I appreciate her, she made her, gave you that, what they that gawk, that 3,000 over there, that wash and rinse mouth, you know what I'm saying? She just, wah, wah, wah. Did you tell her thank you, though? Did you tell her thank you? Did you tell her thank you for packing your lunch when you got ready to go to work? Or scheduling your business meeting? You know, did you tell her thank you for washing your drawers? Did you tell her thank you for helping the kids when with their homework and shit when you couldn't do it or wasn't there to do it? Did you tell her thank you? Did you tell her thank you for not putting your ass on child support? Did you tell her thank you? Did you tell her thank you for just not raising hell with you today? It was a peaceful day. She ain't nagging you about nothing. Did you tell her thank you? Did you tell her? That's important. Did you tell her thank you for going grocery shopping? Like, did you tell her? Like, we got to start telling them. Did you tell your kid, thank you for being a good child? Did you tell them, I appreciate you passing your grade? Did you tell them, I appreciate you cleaning your room? Thank you for taking out the trash. Thank you and your brother for not fighting. Or you and your sister for not fighting? Did you tell them thank you? To show them that you appreciate it. We got to do more appreciation. Or show more appreciation. Or speak more appreciation. It's necessary. Super necessary. And women, as beautiful as you are, when the last time you were just thankful for being soft? Just being soft. Because men hard, so but you soft. Like, when the last time you touched yourself and you were like, wow, I feel good. I'm soft. I'm squishy. You know what I'm saying? You got to appreciate the opposite. Everything is not meant to be the same for a reason. If there's a hard, there must be a soft. When the last time you touch yourself and say, wow, I feel good. Just soft. or when your man said something crazy to him and you looked at him and just smile. You know what I'm saying? Just appreciate that you can stay soft, being your feminine, and know that that nigga crazy, because at any moment I want to, I can hurt you. Now, boy, you must be crazy talking to me crazy. I'm like, come on, women. Just with that softness and being able to use your intuition. Like, can't nobody see the future like you can. Like, you can tap into some shit and they be like, yeah, nigga, you didn't even know I knew, did you? Yeah, I already knew. Well, I'm tapped into something that way I'm everywhere and nowhere at the same time. You better respect me. For real. I'm on a whole nother level here. I can tap in and out on you. I know where you're going before you get there. Know what you done before you did it. And see where you're going before you get back. Now, I love you. You better act right, because I nurture you. I show you how it feels for you to do what you do. And I pour energy into you. Tell you that it's gonna be all right. Tell you that you can do it. I know you can. Kiss on. I can kiss on you. Love on you. Give you a lot of hugs. And I can depend on you. Because I'm looking at you to add this shit up. Because I can feel it. I can tell you what's going to happen. But I can't process us there. That's what you for. But I know it's going to work out. I enjoy being a woman. I enjoy letting you figure it out. I just know if it ain't right or not. Because I can feel that. Because I'm tapped into that. I know if it's right. But I'm going to let you figure it out. And all you got to do is tell me what you thinking. And nigga, I'll let you know if it's right or wrong. Because I can feel it. But I can only do that in my truth though. When I'm in my truth, I can feel the ethers. I am everywhere and nowhere at the same time. I am the feminine. You better love me right. And I love you right. Appreciate me. And women, we gotta appreciate that man. Especially he coming in doing stuff he ain't got to do. I'm gonna be honest. I hear a lot of the talk that's going on, and I'm a man, and I talk to men too. a lot of men don't really want to deal with women with children. And that's honest. Do they want to slay you? Do they want to slay you? Yes. Because you may be bad to them. And I'm not saying every man. You know what I'm saying? Just would just want to hit just because, okay, you got children, so I don't really want to fuck with you. But men, we think a certain way. We really do. And that's because we come by ourselves. And we not naturally nurturing the way you guys are. Like, we like to roam. You know what I'm saying? You know, we like to roam. You got some pack niggas out here, too. They like to move in packs. But you got the others that like to roam, and they don't move in packs. And because of the roaming, some of us roamers, when come dealing with women with children, sometimes it's just a, I want to hit you. Let me not say I want to hit you, because that shit sounds crazy as hell. I want to be intimate with you. I want to have sex, blow your back out, all that type of stuff. And I definitely don't want to get too long-winded into this part, because this is not what the show is about. But my point is that if you're a woman with children, or a woman that don't have no children, but I'm going to start with women that have children. If there's a man that's willing to deal with you and you have children, and that man is willing to spend his money on those children, you need to tell that man thank you. You need to make sure you say thank you. Show him that you appreciate it. Don't just let him do the shit and you not appreciate him. Or show him that you appreciate him. And sometimes you gotta just do shit back. Because sometimes saying the words ain't showing no nigga no appreciation. Especially if he a nigga doing it more than once. You got to show some appreciation. Now, you may need to cook him a meal, wash his clothes, or suck his dick, but you need to show him some appreciation other than just saying thank you. Reciprocate. But you can definitely start at thank you. You can definitely start at thank you and appreciate what he does. If he's willing to step up and help you take care of your household, appreciate that. Don't squander it. Be like, well, I got this nigga, and thinking he may be lame or some of this other modern dumb shit that a lot of people be thinking. And now you want to, okay, well, I'm going to call Billy when he gone. Because me, you and the nigga may not even live together. So when he gone, you calling Billy. Like, show brother some appreciation. Because he ain't got to do what he doing. Stop being ungrateful. If that nigga is willing to help you, appreciate him. Show him the attention he need while he there. And why he gone, respect him. When he stopped doing what he doing, okay, then you do what you need to do. But why he there, appreciate him. Tell him, show him. Appreciate things. If you don't have kids and a man still willing to spend his money on you and do this and that, you need to appreciate him. And I ain't talking about some of this modern day prostitution type shit where this nigga bought me he took me shopping, so he give me some money, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. But if you don't have kids and the man do something for you, appreciate it. Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully if a man spend the money on you, he ain't just trying to knock you off. He really want to get to know you. But that's up to you, depending on how you carry yourself. If you carry yourself like knockoff, then that may be what he doing, and that's why he's spending the money. But the appreciation is the key. You know what I'm saying? And on the flip side, you know, like, a woman ain't got to do nothing for you, brother. She really don't. She ain't got to do nothing for you. And especially when it comes to her body. Her giving her body to you, you definitely need to be appreciative of that shit, because she ain't got to do that. Because that is hers personally. It ain't like some cup sitting on the table where it's hers, but it's not in her possession. And so, therefore, because it's not in her possession, you can make it yours. Her body is in her possession at all times. So if she give you her body, you damn sure well better be appreciative. And that's just real. Because ain't nobody got to do nothing for nobody. And we got to start appreciating the fact that people do when they ain't got to. Ain't that amazing? That's glorious that people do when they ain't got to. People doing when they ain't got to has saved the world to this far yet. That is what's got us to where we at right now. People doing what they didn't have to do. Because you best believe we could be doing some whole other shit right now. Living a total different life right now. Like on some whole other shit right now. Where you can't do what you do today. And I know to some that's probably just far-fetched. But you got to remember, we are here because of the laws. The moment those laws change, you will be somewhere else. But you still be here, but you'll be living in a total different reality. So we got to be thankful and appreciate that people have done what they ain't got to do. People doing stuff that they didn't have to do. No matter who it is, we got to be appreciative of those who done stuff that they didn't have to do. And if we want to keep that up, we have to continue to do what we don't have to do. Keep loving. Keep nurturing. Keep thinking. You know, keep expanding and working toward what we need for each other. Keep being appreciative. Start telling the appreciation to those that do what they don't have to do. I mentioned this in the earlier podcast. Don't let people work go in vain. Don't let it go in vain. Be appreciative. You know what I'm saying? We have to work as well. We need to start doing more of what we don't have to do to make things even more better. We need to do what we don't have to do. Get outside of ourselves. And granted, I know that a lot of people don't want to get outside themselves. And the number one reason why, because people don't appreciate shit. Now, you tell me I'm wrong. I know people don't appreciate shit. Do something for a Negro, and next thing you know, here comes some bullshit. I done seen it with my own eyes. But we can't keep thinking that that's always going to be the case. And I'm going to tell you why it's not going to always be the case. The reason why it's not going to be always be the case is because I recognize that this shit is a program. And a nigga like me that have been paying attention to the world his entirety, I recognize how there's just been a shift. It's like, nigga, just, okay, this year everybody's just, we all this now. I'm like, now what the hell is this? Like, it's amazing how people just jump on shit and just move. And I'm like, hold on, nigga. This got to be, it's a system. It's like once you put that USB drive in the side of that computer, everything just uploads. It's a program. And so because I recognize that it's a program, I know that it's time that we need to start doing more that we don't have to do. Do that which we don't have to do. And it's going to be a snowfall because that's the program that's running currently. The program that's running currently is upgrade. That's the program running currently, upgrade. How is this upgrade being done by those that are putting the program out there? The program works on a massive scale because it's a macrocosm type of program that has broken itself down to the microcosm to where it's broken all the way down to you, and where because it's jumping up there, it's jumping all the way down here with you, and so you all just program, everybody's plugging in. It's like the USB went in, and so now you just got all these files, and all these files are there to just be opened and uploaded. And so the more we start doing what we don't have to do, it's contagious at this point because it's an upgrade. We need to begin to appreciate things more. Brother, appreciate that woman. Woman, appreciate that man. Man, appreciate yourself. Sister, you appreciate yourself for being who you are. Because you are powerful. Extremely. Extremely. Let's appreciate the life that we have currently, the freedom that we have currently, because they're trying to take it away and become more volatile. And I know it's hard to see, but it's a lot of shit changing. You just ain't seen it go into effect yet. Once this shit hit the fan, it's going to go into effect. Because they finna reset this bitch. Don't get that twisted. It's going to be a reset. And this stuff is resetting currently. So let me be specific. When I say reset, I'm talking about lights out. Lights out, money no good. You already going from gas to electric cars, but this is going to be probably a bigger switch than that, where it go from gas power cars, where they got you thinking electric is the next thing coming, but it'll probably be magnetic force. Magnetic propulsion. You know what I'm saying? Like, bang, there you go. Like the bullet train. And vibranium on damn Wakanda forever. So my point is, just start appreciating each other a lot more and making sure that those that are doing what they don't have to do know that we appreciate them doing what they don't have to do. And because you're doing what you don't have to do, I'm going to pick up some of the pace and start doing what I don't have to do so that we can just we can both be doing what we don't have to do and it look good on each other. So I'm thankful for you. And I hope you're thankful for me. And that's gossip.